www.thebeatmaster.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
We'll kick it off with Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Issa. You got a great program. Tonight's the first time I've heard it, and
well,
I was
thanks,
really
Brenda.
Happy to hear it.
Well, what's going
good
on?
Thing I made it home before I got on the phone with you so I can actually write some stuff down. You had a guy on about 15 minutes ago talking about being 40 years old and trying to prevent diabetes.
Right.
We just found out about 3 weeks ago from a bill that I opened. I had the doctor send us out a bunch of invoices from last year for our taxes. And going through them, I noticed that the doctor had billed for diabetes mellitus back in July for my husband.
Sure.
And, of course, you know, I called the doctor's office, and it turns out they had diagnosed him with this. He did not understand that he was diagnosed with diabetes.
Wait a minute. Let me get this clear. Hold on.
Okay.
So he goes to his doctor in July of last year,
yes.
Gets a physical, I guess. They do the blood work and all that sort of thing. He's not feeling too great. And they diagnose him with diabetes, but they don't tell him that?
No. What happened was I took him in last January for a sinus infection. Turned out he had high blood pressure, high blood sugars. You know,
okay.
We ended up doing a physical that day. He right. ended up walking out of there with a blood pressure machine, a blood sugar machine. He was feeling like he was 110 years old.
Right.
So anyway, he was going in about every 60 days, getting his blood checked, getting everything done. He, you know, his blood sugars, he's checking them every single day, and they're running between somewhere in the neighborhood of 86 to as high as 180 something.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Depending on the day. He's having a really hard time getting these under control. And there's only so much reading that I can do, and cooking that I can do. I work two jobs, so I'm hardly ever home.
Oh, wow.
And he
okay.
eats out quite a bit. He eats out in the morning, he eats out for lunch.
Well, does he work as well, Brenda?
Step one and, yeah.
Does he work as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, but here's the deal. Let me just interrupt right there. The deal is that he's dealing with diabetes right now, correct?
Well, yeah, and he's not on anything because he wants to control it with diet. And
how's he going to control it with diet, though, if he's going out to fast food restaurants all the time?
Well, I know. Here's my dilemma. What can I say? Dog new tricks. Pardon me?
I said, it's okay. We just got to come up with a plan for your husband.
Right, and what I was really interested in, what really prompted me to call you, was you were talking to the guy about the diet, the step one, step two, and step three. I have
right.
no idea what diet this is, but I really want to get my hands on it because
okay.
it sounds like I can possibly, because, I mean, if it means I got to package lunch and stuff like that, I can do that. I just have to kind of retrain this old dog here. What diet is this? Can you give me some idea of where I can go find it?
You give the body a little bit of everything that it needs. So you give it equal amounts of lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds and walnuts, cashews, avocados, that kind of thing, the good fats. And when you do that, when somebody's dealing with a blood sugar issue, such as diabetes, then if you eat a protein and a fat along with the carbohydrate, it balances out the blood sugar, and it doesn't let the blood sugar rise. It doesn't let it go all over the place, so it keeps it steady, which is really important. So that's one thing that you can do. And the diet's everything. You know, as far as type 2 diabetes goes, that is, I would almost say 100% able to get people back where they don't have diabetes anymore. Literally. Now, type 1 is a different animal.
It sounds so simple when you put it that way.
But it is.
Fat in the carb to equalize everything out. Now, he's also having problems with, I mean, all of his joints hurt. He's on cholesterol meds, blood pressure meds, everything. In fact, he finally quit taking everything 3 days ago because his whole body was just, he was hurting.
Okay. It's the statin drug. The statin drug is what's making his whole body ache.
Okay.
So what is he taking, Lipitor?
No, they took him off Lipitor. They put him on...
Crestor?
No, they took him off Crestor, too. He tried Crestor. He's on niacin. You know what? Hang on. Let me go grab him.
So it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Here's the deal. For the cholesterol meds, that's something that can be short-term. It doesn't have to be long-term. It's going to depend on him. It's going to depend on how radical he's willing to go with his lifestyle choices. He has to come to a place where he has to either say, okay, I'm all right being on these medications, and it is what it is, and the body aches are going to be what they are, and I've got to deal with diabetes. Or he can make some major shifts in his life, and he's going to have to change completely the way he thinks about eating and the way he thinks about his lifestyle because, you know, he's lifestyled his way into this. It's not genetics that put him where he is right now. It's his own lifestyle choices. I mean, the guy's still got, and I'm not knocking him, but the guy's got all these issues, and he's still going out and eating fast food all the time. So he just needs to understand it's not, if we knew better, we'd do better. So let's get him to know better. And the principles in my book, Empowering Your Health, are going to really, really challenge him. There's a couple things that help. There's chromium picolinate. Ionic chromium is actually better. It's a mineral, a trace mineral that works very well in regulating blood sugar. Also, ionic manganese, as well as alpha lipoic acid, ALA. And you can pick those up at your local health food store. If not, you can go to drasa.com and talk to one of our health coaches there. But that's one thing. Now, that's with the diabetes. The other thing when you're dealing with cholesterol issues, let me just give this to you real quickly. Cholesterol is a challenge, but it's a liver issue, not a heart issue, although it can affect the heart because it clogs the arteries, right? So when you're looking at the liver and you want to balance it out and keep the liver from producing the bad kind, which is the LDLs, and make it produce more of the good kind, which is the HDLs, that's where you want to go. Eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food you can eat. Now, the fact that he's on niacin is great. He needs to stay on niacin no matter what because it's going to keep that HDLs up, that's the good ones, and the LDLs bad, down. Those are the bad ones. So that's a good thing for him to be on niacin, vitamin B3. But eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we can eat. And so 2 to 3 organic eggs every single day for him. There's two components in the egg yolk that will melt away the plaque arterial walls in the arteries. And it's choline and lecithin. Both of those are in the egg yolk. Unbelievable, right? You would think eggs are bad for you. They make you have high cholesterol, but it's actually the opposite. And then blood pressure, here's a whole different animal. I'm just giving you the shotgun approach tonight. With high blood pressure, L-arginine, L-citrulline, two amino acids, potassium iodide, and niacin that he's taking is going to help him as well. But jumping up and down on a mini trampoline is going to be important. 5 minutes a day, up to 20 minutes a day. Unbelievable amount of studies proving that jumping up and down on a little mini trampoline, it's called rebounding, is incredible for stabilizing blood pressure. So those are several things that he'll need to begin. While he's taking that statin drug, he needs to take CoQ10 because it reverses the negative effects of what the statin drugs can do for him. So just be cautious with all these medications. But know this. Know that it's possible for him to get his health back. It is. He just needs to be willing to make some changes in his life. And I look forward to hearing from you. 888-283-7272.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
J. Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, the body can get sick. It can also get well. That's the hope that we have. And the amazing thing about our body is it regenerates every single day. So our choices we make, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food that we eat, good quality food, the exercise that we get, the rest, the stress management that we go through, all of that is vital. And it's critical. And it's important. So making the right decisions and the choices can be important. Now, they're saying parents worries about the HPV vaccine is on the rise. Human papillomavirus, kind of a hot topic for the most part. Cervical cancer is the big buzzword with that. And, of course, a new U.S. study says that experts are finding the worry is puzzling with parents because the vaccine, which guards against the human papillomavirus, has been linked to many serious side effects. It's really concerning, they say, that parents think HPV vaccine isn't safe. Dr. Dennis Cunningham says, an infectious disease specialist at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Cunningham, who was not involved in the study, pointed out that 12,000 U.S. women were diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, and most of those cases are linked to the HPV infection. So there's about 100 strains of the HPV, some of which cause genital and anal warts. In most people, the immune system clears the infection fairly rapidly. However, persistent infection with certain HPV strains can eventually lead to cervical cancer in some women. Because of that, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other groups recommend that all girls age 11 and 12 receive the HPV vaccine, and that teenagers and young women up to age 26 get the catch-up vaccination. So a new study published online March 18th and in April, print issue of Pediatrics found that between 2008 and 2010, a growing number of U.S. girls were vaccinated against HPV. The percentage of 13 to 17-year-olds who were not up to date on the vaccine dipped from 84% to 75%. Well, that's good news, they say. Lead researcher Dr. Paul Darden, who's a pediatrician at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center in Oklahoma City, said the bad news was that over time, more parents were saying they had no plans to have their daughters vaccinated, and they blamed safety concerns more often in 2010 than in 2008. Well, among parents whose daughters were not up to date on the HPV vaccine in 2008, 40% said they had no intent for their child to get it. As for safety concerns, 4.5% of parents said there was one reason their daughter had not been vaccinated, and it was really blamed on some of the safety worries. So the Tdap vaccine against tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, and the MCV4 vaccine was against bacterial meningitis. These were all other questionable ones that the parents had for the vaccines. Well, the findings come from a new CDC survey about U.S. families with 13 to 17-year-old children, which was done over 3 years. According to the CDC, most common side effects of the HPV vaccine are the same with other vaccines: pain in the injection site, dizziness, mild fever. And there have been cases of even fainting reported, but Cunningham said that can happen after any vaccination, especially in teenagers. So the agency has also gotten reports of blood clots in people who received the vaccine, but more than 90% of them also had risk factors for blood clots anyway, like smoking and birth control pills. So parents in the study, really, they're saying, have no reason for one of their daughters not to be vaccinated. Again, there are two vaccines that can prevent infection and cervical cancer strains of HPV: Merck's Gardasil and GlaxoSmithKline's Cervarix. Both of them cost about $400 for the three doses. Still, most insurance plans, Medicare, Medicaid, cover the HPV, and the Government Vaccines for Children program offers free vaccines to lower-income families. So bringing that to your awareness, you know, my thoughts on it, that's definitely a personal decision when it comes to vaccines, depending on which one it is, for my own opinions and what I would do. But again, information, that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing it to you so you can make the best informed decision
And that's my political answer. Know what's in your child medications. FDA wants you to know that. But first, we're going to go to our food for the day, which is mango. Now, mango is amazing. This is brought to you by Earth Fair, by the way. It prevents cancer. Yes, the big C word. Research shown that antioxidant compounds in mango fruit have been found to protect against colon, breast, leukemia, and prostate cancers. These compounds include quercetin, estragalin, fisetin, gallic acid, as well as some abundant enzymes. Number two, it lowers cholesterol. This is a big one. Mango, which I don't know if you've ever eaten much. For me, I really think it's a great fruit. Tastes great, too, but it also lowers cholesterol. High levels of fiber, pectin, and vitamin C help to lower serum cholesterol levels, specifically the LDLs. That's the bad stuff. It clears the skin. Number three, can be used internally and externally for the skin. Mangoes can clear clogged pores and eliminate pimples. So eye health is really good, too. So a cup of sliced mango supplies about 25% of the daily needed value of vitamin A and also promotes good eyesight and prevents night blindness and dry eyes. So you get the dry eyes, think about that. Pretty good. Alkalizes the whole body. Now, a lot of the fruits do this, but specifically mangoes. The tartaric acid, malic acid, and the trace of citric acid found in the fruit can help maintain good alkali reserve in the body. The body can be more acidic or more alkaline. And for the typical theory is that cancer can't thrive or live in an alkaline environment. So keeping the acidity down is a big key. Very good for that. Helps in diabetes. Mango leaves can help normalize insulin levels in the blood. See, power is in the food. Food is medicine. The traditional home remedy involves boiling leaves in water, soaking them through the night, and then consuming the filtered concoction in the morning. Mango fruit also has relatively low glycemic index, so moderate quantities will not spike your sugar levels. More on mango and our food for the day when we come back. Got some other tips for you. This fruit is powerful. Remember, food is medicine. Coming to you live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. Got to tell you, it's one of the most beautiful resorts I've ever been at, playing golf tomorrow on the ocean course. Watch out, Tiger Woods. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Whatever it is, let's talk about it. It's not disease. Remember, we call it a health challenge here on the show. Why? Because it's an opportunity to get better, to get over it, and to move on with your life, depending on what it is. But don't forget, the one greatest thing you don't ever want to lose is hope, and that's the key. Now, we're talking about our food for the day, which were mangoes, and a couple of tips. Remember, food is our best medicine, my opinion, and exercises too, but lifestyle in general. But here's number one, it prevents cancer. Many ways that it does that. It helps lower cholesterol, helps clear the skin, helps with eye health. It helps alkalize the body, get the acidity levels down and bring up the alkalinity. Helps in diabetes, which is phenomenal for that. And also, it can really help by improving sex. Yes, mangoes can help with sex. Thinking, how in the world does it help with sex? Well, it's a great source of vitamin E. So even though the popular connection between sex drive and vitamin E was originally created by a mistaken generalization on rat studies, further research has shown that balanced proper amounts from whole foods
does help in this area, and mango is loaded with vitamin E. Improves digestion. Papayas are not the only fruit that has enzymes in it for breaking down protein. There's also several fruits, including mangoes, that have this healthful quality. The fiber in the mangoes also helps your digestion and your elimination. Remedy for heat stroke is another good one. Juicing the fruit from green mangoes and mixing it with water and a sweetener help to cool down the body and prevent harm to the body. So as an old Ayurvedic, which is kind of an Indian-based medicine viewpoint, the reason people often get a diuretic and or get diuretics and get exhausted in these more, I guess, warmer climates because of the strong sun energy, as they say, well, from this perspective, the Ayurvedic perspective, the kidneys become overloaded with toxins in the process, and the mangoes can help. It boosts the immune system as well. The generous amounts of vitamin C and vitamin A in the mangoes, plus 25 different kinds of carotenoids, keep your immune system healthy and strong. So what's the bottom line? Eat a mango, man. Are you kidding me? Good for you. All the way around. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Also, go to healthcoachradio.com and also mywellnessproviders.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, we've got folks joining our network every single day. So if you're looking for somebody that believes in nutrition and lifestyle-based care like we talk about, you can check out our website. Go to healthcoachradio.com, and you can find a whole list of them there. And then, of course, all kinds of information. If you missed any of these articles and you want to write some of this down, all of that will be posted on the website as well. Jim, we're going to you on the phones now. How can I help, my friend?
I have two issues with ED. One is I can only have an erection when I lay on my left side or right side with the leg laying on top of each other. And the second, I wanted to know what's the difference by Levitra and Cialis. How should they be taken?
Well, it just, are you taking either one of them? Have you tried either one?
No, I haven't tried.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. All right. Yeah, it just depends. I mean, it depends on the doctor will, your physician will kind of weigh out a couple of different options. And again, some physicians like Cialis and some like Viagra, and it just depends on kind of their, what they normally write. And everybody kind of gets their own little groove going. But, you know, typically they're given in different ways in different dosages, so you have to go with what your physician says on that. But I can tell you this, that if you're having an issue where you can lay on one side and the erection works, and then on the other side or standing up or whatever, it's not working that well, you probably got some area of nerve disruption at some level. And I can tell you that you should see your physician, let them evaluate it. I think it's a good idea. And if you want to look at one of those prescriptions, I mean, some of those will be fine. It's definitely not going to hurt to try it for sure. But you want to look at some other things too. Naturally, from more of a natural perspective, think about the function and the physiology, which is the key. So if you're having a nerve-related issue, let's say that your lower back has some degeneration in it. Let's say that your sacrum, which is your tailbone, is rotated. So the nerves that come out of those areas, which go into the pelvic region, may be restricted. They may be inflamed. They may be a factor. And so having someone evaluate that, a DO, someone that can work with more manipulative-based medicine can do that. A chiropractic physician can take a look at that. But I'd have someone look at that, because if you're laying on your side and different posture makes things work a little bit better, then there could be something in that area going on. And it definitely needs to be looked at least it can be ruled out. But from a natural perspective, there are some things that work great. So you've got tribulus terrestris, you've got ashwagandha root, you have maca root. Those are all great. They've been proven, and they work very well in helping with erectile dysfunction. Don't forget, vitamin E levels can help too, provided you're not on Coumadin or Warfarin or any anticoagulants in that. So those can be helpful. Exercise, regular exercise can help with ED as well. But are you exercising on a regular basis? Are you still there with us? Oh, we dropped him. We lost him. Yeah, exercise is a big one, just so you know. And cardiovascular exercise is the big one, too. Weight training is good, but getting good cardiovascular exercise, maybe at least 3 days a week, has been shown. Of course, you improve blood flow, you improve all of that, and that can be very helpful with ED.
So all of that is a big key. But there's natural ways to keep the equipment working, as they say. And sometimes it's psychological, too. There could be a little bit of an issue with that. But it seems to me there's a structural component. If you can only lay on one side and things really only work the way they need to in that way. So, again, get a couple of opinions. One, I would go with maybe a family physician, get their overall evaluation, and then maybe go see a chiropractic physician for the neurological component that's non-surgical. So that'd probably be a good way to go. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, the yellow stuff is falling. If you're in the southeast part of the United States and you got your car and you're starting to see yellow dust everywhere, it is time. Get ready to sneeze. Get ready to itchy, watery eyes. I know I suffered with this for years. I mean, when I was a kid, I took allergy shots from like age 7 to 12. It was miserable. I'd have to get out of school. And when you get picked up at whatever, 3 o'clock, parents pick you up or you ride the bus, then I had to go to the doctor's office like every other week and get these shots in my arm. It'd swell up like a golf ball. Miserable. As a kid, you don't want to get shots all the time. Nightmare. So anyway, it's that time. And so little did I realize I was drinking like a half gallon of milk every single day trying to gain weight for football. And I had a humongous allergy to milk, and it was causing everything else to be allergic. And, of course, I was taking the shots, and the rest is history. So what do you do? Well, remember, the allergies, for the most part, the histamine reaction that you're having, if you deal with allergies, is the body's inability to break down proteins. That's the bottom line. And so the mast cells or the basophils are overproducing histamine because of your diet, typically. So if you cut out dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt, and you cut out wheat-based products that contain gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that sort of thing, cut that out, both of those, for a period of about 8 weeks, or just during the entire spring season, you may notice a huge decrease in your symptoms. That's a big piece. And also, you might want to look into, and just do some research on this. Go and Google it and start reading about that, and you'll start finding this. Now, the other is enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, which are found in a lot of fruits like pineapple, mangoes, papayas. Those can help break the excess proteins down, which can also be a huge factor in the symptoms of allergies coming down. Now, I'm not saying that if you eat this way, it's going to cure allergies. Don't everybody freak out. If you're an allergist listening to my show, you know that what I'm saying is true. But you also may need the medicine as well. But it's always worth a try to see if your body responds to it. Regardless, the 10 cities that lead the spring sneezing protocol. Let's start with number one. What's behind door number one? Knoxville, Tennessee. Yep, it's the skyline with the big sphere from the World Fair in 1982. That was, it seems like yesterday, and that's been a long time ago. But it's a southern city. And, of course, it tops the U.S. allergy capital, believe it or not. So the biggest use of allergy medicines like antihistamines, corticosteroids, and non-steroid medications are all found there. Number two, Louisville, Kentucky. Best known for the Kentucky Derby, but also for the sneezing and nose blowing. It has been ranked number two in the allergy capitals. Pretty amazing. Score was 100 in most recent years. Number three, Charlotte, North Carolina, known as the Queen City. All the banking centers are there, but also it's worse because it's amazing with the pollen and allergy medications. It ranks at number three. Number four, Jackson, Mississippi. That's another one. And Chattanooga, Tennessee hits number five. All these cities, which I've spent quite a bit of time in, it's amazing. And allergies have been one of my biggest challenges, definitely as a youngster. Dayton, Ohio ranks in at number six, Richmond, Virginia, or rather, actually number seven, Richmond, Virginia. Number eight, McAllen, Texas. Number nine, in Madison, Wisconsin. Number 10. You're in those cities, make sure you get your proteolytic enzymes, start eating those, and talk with an integrative doctor about what you can do naturally to support the body during the allergy season. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. We'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you, to empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Get Well Radio, Healthy Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Our food for the day, remember, food is our best medicine. Many times, that is. We're going to talk about papayas. Papayas have a lot of great health benefits in our overall health scheme of things. Amazing that what can actually grow outside can play such a big role in our health. Well, you know that the processed foods you've been eating over the last many years is probably what brought on a lot of the disease or health challenges that you might be facing with or your loved ones. A lot of what we have and what we see, we do to ourselves. American Cancer Society said that two-thirds of most cancers could be virtually eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. But the decision is up to you. What kind of choice are you going to make? Good ones or bad ones? It's up to you. Papayas, deliciously sweet, they say, with kind of a musky undertone, but they're a spherical or pear-shaped fruit that can be as long as about 20 inches. And the ones commonly found in supermarkets average about 7 inches and up to weighing about a pound. And the flesh is a rich orange color with either yellow or pink hues. But they have a component in them called papain, which is extracted to make digestive enzymes in most dietary supplements. And it's also in some chewing gums. But it's phenomenal as far as increasing the digestion. It has plenty of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, B vitamins, folate, pantothenic acid, which is really important for our adrenal glands, our body stress glands, potassium and magnesium, and also fiber. Now, together, all these nutrients really promote the health of the cardiovascular system, and especially the digestive enzyme papain, which is used like bromelain. It's found in pineapple, but it's used to treat sports injuries and help cases of trauma and also help break down the excess proteins in the body for people that deal with allergies. It helps break down that histamine that we see so much. But it's an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin E, and also vitamin A. And these nutrients help prevent oxidation of cholesterol in the body. So it's also a big player with blood vessel issues for the plaquing of the arterial walls throughout the body where we get concerned about in heart attacks or strokes. So vitamin E and vitamin C play a big role, and they're found equally in the papaya, and it can inhibit or lower the LDL cholesterol, the HD, or the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the bad guys. And it can bring up the HDL cholesterol, which are the good guys. They're also a good source of fiber, which has been shown to lower cholesterol levels. It's just amazing with what it has. And also can help lower homocysteine. Now, this is a big one. A lot of people don't talk about homocysteine, but let's talk about it for just a moment. It is a blood test that we do. We can check for homocysteine levels, and homocysteine you do not want to get elevated because it can cause issues with the heart, but also it can cause issues with brain chemistry. So depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of those can be affected by homocysteine levels. It is the breakdown of an amino acid called methionine, and if methionine is not broken down very well, then, of course, you can have higher homocysteine levels. It can play a big role as far as your brain chemistry, as far as depression and anxiety. And that's when a lot of people have to start taking medications. And for the heart issue, if it gets really elevated, it shows a strong amount of inflammation around the heart. It could lead to some potentially scary situations. So papaya, great food for your overall health. Has a lot of great benefits. Something to look at and keep in the refrigerator or keep near the cupboard. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jerry in Canton, Ohio. I'm 16, and this year I'll be playing football from a high school. I need to beef up a little. And the coach says I need to eat more. What do you think? Well, you just make sure you're getting three meals a day if you really want to do it right. Three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. It's good to do liquid like protein shakes, but make sure they're good hormone-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-like food balance or something like that. You can get that at Lifestyle Research. But it's really important to make sure you got the right kind of nutrients coming in. You just don't want to go eat a bunch of junk food to put on the calories and put on the weight. It's not going to help the long-term goal of what you're looking for. You're 16, so you're young. And you could probably eat anything you want. But it's really important for you, Jerry, to focus on putting the good kind of foods in. All right, good lean quality proteins, good carbohydrates. You know, if you play a lot of ball, you can do some starchy carbohydrates with your vegetables. You know, like sweet potatoes, brown rice, those are always great. So focus on some of that and watch the weight stay where it needs to and even gain some muscle in the process. Protein is the key. Don't forget that. And it can function so well for you to put on the muscle mass that you need to. Typically what they say is 1 gram per kilogram of body weight. So you can figure that out. I think athletes, me personally, that's what the research is. Me personally, Jerry, I think, and what I apply to my own life, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Let's go to Charlotte now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. I was calling because I had a heart attack about a year ago in April. And right after I had my heart attack, when I come home from the hospital within a few days of being home, I had problems with my esophagus. It felt like from my throat all the way down, just felt like it was completely raw. And I would get these pains in between my shoulder blades, and my boyfriend would rub my shoulder blade for me, which would kind of help eventually with the raw feeling to go away. But when he would do that, it would send a sensation. It felt like his fingers was literally inside my esophagus pushing out towards my chest. It's just a really weird sensation, but it was painful. And it just continued to get worse. And so October of last year, they did a scope and took a biopsy of my esophagus and said they couldn't find anything. But the pain continued to get worse. The raw feeling got stronger. And then about February, March of this year, I started noticing I was getting this, like, it felt like a real strong air pocket in my throat, and like my medicine, when I would take it, it would feel like it was getting stuck there. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, they did another scope in April and said still they couldn't find anything. And then just recently, it got to the point where now my medication, when I take it, it feels like it's getting stuck there. When I eat food, it feels like it's getting stuck. And sometimes it's so painful, it literally brings me to my knees. The pain is that intense. And then it's gotten to the point where now even just simple water, drinking water, it feels like it gets stuck in my throat. And I'm never hungry except for I get pain in my esophagus instead of, like, if you've ever been real hungry, hunger pain. Mm-hmm. I get that up in my esophagus. I don't ever feel hungry in my stomach, but I do get hunger pain.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.